Wednesday morning. This month of May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and something worth talking about. Joining us right now is a stroke survivor, Adrian Cushenberry. Adrian, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning.
Also with us is Erica Odom. Erica is Lieutenant Commander, United States Public Health Service, and a senior epidemiologist in the Division for Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention at Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
I want to talk a little bit about Adrian's story. It's pretty amazing because Adrian is not somebody that you would expect to be a stroke victim. Adrian, tell us a little bit about your story.
So I'm a fairly active 49, now 50-year-old young male. I do about 5 to 6 days a week workout, probably 2 hours within my workout. I participate in about 30 races a year, rather obstacle course racing or road racing. And this day that happened a year ago in February, I went to my boot camp as regular at 4 o'clock in the morning, did about an hour and a half boot camp. I went home, got changed, I would get ready to go into work, drive into work. Got a little bit thirsty. I stopped at a local convenience store to get me something to drink. Proceeded to get back in my vehicle. Then I proceeded to do only right-hand turns within my vehicle. I struck several cars. There was one of the customers came out of the car, said, "Sir, you hit my car." I was like, "I know, I apologize." I said, "I'm going to call the police." I said, "Please do," because at that present time, I really couldn't move my left arm at all. It was unresponsive. Then the police officer showed up. He looked at my face and said, "Sir, it seems like you're having an onset of a stroke." Once again, this didn't register me whatsoever because I had no idea what a stroke was because I'm thinking I just did boot camp, so what is going on? And then he contacted my wife soon thereafter. He contacted the local EMS who got me to the right hospital to seek treatment. I was in the hospital approximately 4 days in a local area hospital in the metro Atlanta area. I was released after receiving treatment, and then I started my recovery process once I was released out of the hospital.
Wow. That had to have been a very frightening experience.
It was. It was frightening to myself. It was definitely frightening to my wife and to my family because they see me as this active individual who's health conscious, who doesn't show any risk factors, doesn't have high blood pressure, who exercises, who doesn't smoke any tobacco products, and have a good diet. So I'm not the person you can look at just physically and say, "Hey, this person is going to have a stroke." But I could have genetic makeup and have the characteristic that I can have a stroke.
Yeah, Erica, let's talk a little bit about the risk factors and really what a stroke is.
Right. So as you know, we have blood vessels that carry oxygen and nutrients to our brain. A stroke occurs when one of those blood vessels is blocked or it breaks. The tissue around that part of the brain starts to die, and that's what we call a stroke. So there are many risk factors that Adrian hit on. One of them includes having high blood pressure or a family history of high blood pressure. That's one of the biggest risk factors that we know of for stroke. But there are other things that are risk factors for stroke, like not getting enough exercise, eating an unhealthy diet, and smoking tobacco. In Adrian's case, age was not necessarily one of the risk factors, but your risk of stroke does increase as you age. So it's very important that you recognize the signs and symptoms for stroke for a person no matter what age you are. So stroke is not just an older person's disease that you should continue to be wary of and aware of what the signs and symptoms are for stroke.
If somebody is having a stroke, whether you're having one yourself or maybe you're with somebody that's having a stroke, what are some of the things that you should do? Obviously, calling 911 is imperative, but what else should you do while you're waiting?
Yeah, so I mentioned the signs and symptoms, and it's important to recognize what those are. So we have a word that we use to recognize or remember what the signs and symptoms of stroke are, and that word is FAST. So F-A-S-T. And F stands for face. You can ask a person to smile and look to see if one side of their face droops. A stands for arms. You can ask the person to raise both of their arms and see if one drifts downward. S stands for speech. You can ask a person to repeat a simple phrase like Mary had a little lamb. And then you need to listen to see if it sounds slurred or strange or, you know, something different from the way they normally speak. And lastly, T stands for time. If you see any of those signs and symptoms of stroke, the most important thing you can do is call 911 right away.
Adrian, what advice do you have for others?
The advice I would have is definitely get your yearly checkup from your family physician. And then as Erica has stated, the question you should be asking within your family as well, too, to see if anybody in your family had a struggle who has propensity to have high blood pressure is important. Your medical record, your medical history is also important for you to have a better health record.
Erica, where can people go for more information?
So for more information about stroke, you can go to the Centers for Disease Control website, and that is cdc.gov/stroke.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.